Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
Radio brought to you by the best CEOs and Wealthy Sisters Media. You know, our mission is to proudly promote positive people, and we are truly champions of business ownership. Wealthy Sisters Radio loves connecting businesses with people, stories, and music. And you know, our purpose is twofold. We love to make sure that we first provide you inspiration and encouragement and that practical knowledge, you know, practical knowledge that you can apply to your life and to your business right now to have an instant positive impact. And second, we must continue, especially today, we must continue to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters and brothers for doing big things. I am Deborah Hartnett, your host, and we are broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Radio Network. And you know, you can catch this show and all of our other dynamic shows 6 to 7+ years in rich content right here at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySistersRadio.com, 24/7 on demand, on iTunes, here available for you. And you know, today is Tuesday, May 30th. Can you believe it? May 30th already? Where did this year go to? I don't know. I really don't know, but it is all good. I'm happy to be here. And you know, we're here every week at the same time, 11 a.m. Eastern. So thank you so much for spreading the word. We're back. This is our first month back from our hiatus. And my goodness, I tell you, I cannot thank you enough for all of the love, all of the well wishes, all of the feedback. I mean, just the celebration. I appreciate you appreciating me, you know, bringing you this information every week and promising, you know, to make sure that we provide, like I said, that rich content for you that you can really grow, you know, because we know it's a lot of things that that's out there that doesn't always provide substance, but our commitment is to make sure that you have that substance to continue to grow and go, right? And I'm telling you, it is not going to be any different today. Boy, I am so excited about this show today. I tell you, we are going to be talking about the business of politics and why we as entrepreneurs really should pay attention. And I cannot think of a better person. I mean, this woman, I have been a fan of hers from afar. She does not know that. She is incredible. She is a force. She's a powerhouse. She is strong. She is brave and courageous. She is none other than Attorney Mo Ivory, a motivated critical thinker and problem solver. Mo has been a citizen resource for information and engagement, and because of her knowledge and skill set in politics, law, and media, she has provided political and legal analysis on, yeah, you've seen her on CNN, HLN, MSNBC, TV1. We could go on and on and on. And she is currently, y'all, she is running for a seat in Atlanta on the city council. So you talk about somebody who's backing up, who's being about it, who's not just talking about it. And guys, I tell you what, today is a very, very special day for her. It is her birthday, and she's celebrating it here with us on Wealthy Sisters Radio. So you know, you have got to go call everybody, text them, Facebook them, tweet them, and tell them to dial into today's show right now. Tell them to call in. Tell them to go to WealthySistersRadio.com. Tell them to dial 929-477-1798. 929-477-1798, because we have Ms. Mo Ivory on the show with us. So we're going to take a quick break, come right back, and the next voice you will hear right after our break will be none other than our very special guest, Ms. Mo Ivory. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
with Deborah Harnett.
DHerbs.com's Full Body Cleanse works to naturally cleanse and detoxify the body to aid in weight release, enhancing the immune system, and increasing energy levels. The Full Body Cleanse consists of the blood and lymphatic formula, cardiovascular, liver, spleen, and gallbladder, lungs and respiratory, kidneys, bladder, and adrenals, colon and digestive tract, and activated charcoal. When you cleanse your body, you open up the door to healing and rejuvenation. DHerbs.com.
Lower your mortgage payment? Remember this number.
443-929-7772. This is Dee, the Mortgage Queen, and I want to help you save $450 a month or more if you own a home worth $200,000 or more. Call me now, 443-929-7772. And the best is yet to come. You actually get to skip a mortgage payment or two. Call me now, 443-929-7772.
Let the show begin.
On you, this is Deborah Harnett, live back on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Crush on You, brought to you by Hidden Beach. You know it. You know how we feel about that. We're excited to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us and tuning in. And I want to remind you that you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S. And remember, you can download this show and all of our other shows on iTunes. Guys, we are there ready for you. So I'm telling you, you're going to want to get this show. I hope you got your pen, your paper, and everything ready today. We have a special guest. She is celebrating her birthday, guys. And I tell you, she didn't know, but she was going to have this special prize. She was, taken away on a special trip for her birthday, and she still called in. That's what I'm talking about, a woman that backs up her word. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to hold her from you any longer. Please help give a warm welcome, Wealthy Sisters welcome, to none other than Ms. Mo Ivory. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm a fan of the show, and I love your work, and I just really appreciate you having me today.
Well, happy birthday to you. how young are you? Are you not going to tell us that, are you, huh?
No, not at all. But I'm just going to say that I'm very, very, I'm grateful for another year. And I got whisked away by my husband, who knew I needed some rest and relaxation. And so I'm so grateful to him because, you know, us sisters, we work so hard. And we don't take the time that we need to for ourselves. And sometimes it's just a blessing when someone in your life says, you know what, whoever it is, your mother, your sister, your husband, you know, your best girlfriend, whoever it is, to just pull you away for a minute and let you know, like, you know, you do need to sit down, rest your back, rest your feet, you know, take some time just to, you know, not have to do 20 things every day. So I'm really grateful for that.
Yes, and like I said, we really are humbled and grateful to you for, you know, taking the time out today to call in so far, you know, way on your birthday. And may your seeds that you're sowing to the listeners today and to us, may they continue to reap you a bountiful harvest, you know, from this very moment on. Yes, indeed.
So
we are here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, our special guest, Miss Mo Ivory. Miss Ivory, we are a little nosy here on Wealthy Sisters now. We always like to just get before we get into the show. You know, we don't do gossip. We just go straight to the horse, right? Love to learn, you know, what is your background? You know, what were those ingredients, we like to say, that went into this amazing recipe that we see today? What led you on your path, and where did you grow up, and, you know, how did you just get started on this journey that you're on today?
Sure. Well, you know, I think your recipe consists of so many ingredients that, you know, at the precise right moments that you drop them in. But for me, it all started in the Bronx, New York, where I was born and, you know, grew up there until I was 18. My mother is an immigrant from the Dominican Republic. She's Hispanic, and my father's African-American. And by the time we got to be 18 years old, having grown up in a very mostly Spanish upbringing in New York City, my mother had remarried into a family of HBCU graduates. And so that was really the first experience that we had with HBCUs. And so at the time, my step-grandmother, which would have been my stepfather's mother, was a Hampton graduate and also a Delta. And she just encouraged my mother to send us to this small college in the South called Spelman College. And at the time, you know, it was a great choice for my sister, who was wanted a much smaller experience out of college, but it was not ideal for me. It was not, I really wanted to go to a big school. I was certainly not looking for a female-only school, and, you know, I just really wasn't looking to go to the South. So for me, it was, you know, something that I had no idea would be something that later on would be one of the best moves I would have ever made. But I went kicking and screaming. And so I get down there, and I have to say that Dr. Cole, Janetta Cole, was just becoming the president.
Wow.
And that was a most amazing experience to come in with her and be her first graduating class. And so when I got down there, it was hard to adjust, but I did, and had a wonderful experience at Spelman, which then led me to law school. And then eventually I started practicing law. And as I was practicing law, I just felt like I was really called to do so many more things. And while I thought that the law school education was valuable and has helped me throughout my life, I just really felt like I was, you know, called to do more things. And I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know how it would look, but it would reveal itself. And that's exactly how life is. If you just sit and wait patiently and prepare along the way, you know, the opportunities will present themselves. And that's what they did. And so I was working at a law firm. I was practicing as an entertainment lawyer, and I got approached to do a radio show. And it was me and a white Jewish woman, and we did a 4-hour radio talk show for CBS Radio. And I started practicing law full part time. And I was, you know, at 20 something years old, making more money than I had ever thought I would. And it gave me the opportunity to do other things. And from there, it just kept continuing on from there. And I stayed in radio for a while, and soon people were asking me to do legal commentary, because I also was sort of like this radio girl with a law degree, which was very unique in that business. And so I started giving my legal opinions, and before I knew it, I was commenting on CNN and MSNBC and, you know, all of those kind of things. So it's like one thing really led to another. And after I had that talk show for a while back in Philadelphia, I got to Atlanta, and I just kind of hooked up into, you know, I practiced law in Atlanta. Again, I came back to the law and practiced full-time at a firm called King & Spalding. And then, you know, from that, I started just meeting people all around Atlanta, and I eventually ended up on B103 and WAOK, thrust into the political scene when I volunteered for President Obama's first campaign. And so, you know, just being sort of everywhere and people understanding your skill set always allows people to come to you and create opportunities that most of the jobs that I've had, there was never somebody there prior to me getting there. The sort of job was created for me. And that's just because people will see a skill set that you have, and then they'll just want to try to find a way to put you in their organization. And that's the best, really one of the best ways to do it, because you really get a chance to craft what you're going to do to benefit, you know, either a company or a person or an organization. So that was, you know, that's really how I've kind of had all these varied experiences. One of my radio partners, Frank Ski, moved to Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago, asked me if I wanted to come, and I thought that would be an awesome opportunity. So we ended up working at a radio station at Howard University. At the time, my daughter was a junior in high school, so by the time she became a senior, we decided she would go to Howard. So then she ended up there, and then the law school approached me to teach law at Howard Law School. That's how I became a professor. So it was just really, it's just one, it really is just one thing after another. And I have to say that it was during that stint in Washington, D.C., where we had, you know, the most amazing access to the White House, that I got a chance to meet President Obama and several times, and got to sit down and talk to him. And that is what ultimately motivated me to do what I'm doing right now, which is running for office. And it was really his farewell speech that, when he said, you know, pick up a clipboard, get signatures, and run for office. You know, I really, I really felt like he was talking to me, because we do need people who have varied experiences, who understand the law, who know how to write policy, who can speak and use their communication skills in a beneficial way to run for office and to make real changes for our community. We can't leave it up to other people. And When I heard him saying that message, I knew he was speaking specifically to, you know, people that are qualified to do it. But please get up and do it. And that's what motivated me to do it.
Well, you know, you have said a mouthful. I used to love listening to you all there on HUR. It was really a great show, and just really being able to be in that atmosphere, like everything that has come to you, it seems like there is a theme of you working on yourself, developing your skill set, developing your craft, and that attraction for others to want to work with you, to have them, to have you on their team. How important is working on yourself and personal development and professional development in your eyes? You know, what would you share with our audience for that? Because I know people are like, man, I want somebody to call me, but someone knock on my door and create something for me like that.
It's the most important thing. And it's the only thing that you have 100% control of. So I can't control how somebody else decides when or how or if they want me to be a part of something, or if there's an opportunity that they think should be presented to me. I can't control that. What I can control is how I develop my skill sets to be prepared for when those people come. And so I feel like professional development is something that you do every single day. I mean, it comes in so many forms. You know, I'm in the middle of finishing my book right now, which is called Figuring Yourself Out. And it really is all about professional development. But professional, personal, it's all part of what makes you the whole person. So you can have a ton of wonderful professional accomplishments and be a really bad conversationalist. And that will hinder opportunities that come your way. So professional development is sort of a very cliche title that we have, but it includes everything about yourself. The way you present physically, the way you present when you speak, the way your body language is. Do you have an angry face, or do you seem pleasant to people? All of those things are things that we have to think about every single day when we're doing things. And you can examine those things in a myriad of ways. You know when people say something to you that continues to repeat over and over, that means you should look at it. So if someone, you know, something in my life that people have repeated to me over and over and that I work on very much all the time and always work on it is that I talk loud. So I didn't have to argue with people about, no, I don't talk loud. I don't
right.
talk loud. So it wasn't for me to become defensive about the number
right.
of people who over the years have told me that I talk loud. I just had to worry about when talking loud is appropriate and when it isn't and how to fix that part of my own professional development. So if that required me to talk in the mirror or record myself or have a friend that's always my monitor for it and it says, oh, you're talking loud, and helps me in that way, then that would be something that I would be constantly working on. So I think that we have to, like, take a approach to our own development by looking at ourselves both in all the positive things that we have and also the things that we mm-hmm. need to work on consistently, and then do that, like, all the time
mm-hmm.
do that. So if you
mm-hmm.
want to
mm-hmm.
know more information, then you read more. You know, if you want to
right.
hone it and have an expert in a specialty area, then you become an expert in that area. If you want people to know about you, then you write and you publish. If you want to get on television, then you get yourself television ready. If you want to be in radio, then you start a talk show, no matter whether two people are listening or 200,000. You do it. Just like, you know, I love when you called me, I said, absolutely, I'm going to do your show, because I love anybody living out their dream, no matter how big or small that dream is, because it could change overnight. Like, somebody could listen to this radio program today and they could say, you know what, I'm going to get Deborah on such and such and such. And, you know, she teamed up with Mo and maybe these two sisters could do so. You just don't know. So it's never for people to not do something when they have a passion for it because they're afraid that people won't, it won't be widely enough known. And every time people have come up to me and they'll say, How do I get into TV, like be a legal analyst like you were on CNN, or how do I get on a radio show, whatever? And I say, start tomorrow. Just
right.
start tomorrow.
Right.
Right? You start your radio
right.
show tomorrow. And you there's many means in which you can promote it. And if you want to be on TV, you might not get on national television, but you can create a video series and you can put it on Facebook Live or Instagram Live or wherever it is that you want people to see your face. So you either are doing it because you love the craft of it, or you're doing it because you want the recognition from it. You got to choose which one.
That is true. That
so
oh my gosh.
That to me,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to mm-hmm. me, that's a part of the professional development of looking at yourself honestly. Like, honestly looking
mm-hmm.
at yourself. What am I doing this for? Do I really want, is it just money? Is it just validation? Is it just notoriety? Do I truly
mm-hmm.
want to be an expert in this thing? And then once you figure out that thing that you want to do, you go after it ferociously, developing it every single day, whether somebody's watching you or not. And so professional development to me is every single thing. I've been developing myself to be a politician for 25 years. I didn't just wake up and decide, oh, I want to be a politician. I always wanted to run for office. I just had to figure out when was going to be the right time. And every skill set that I have created up to this point is valuable in me becoming a politician.
Well, I mean, that is obvious. I mean, when you read your resume, I mean, United Way, Urban League, NAACP, NAACP, Girl Scouts, Cool Girls. I mean, just so much. The Georgia Bar Association, everything that you've been involved in, National Center for Civil and Human Rights. And then you even have a mention in the museum there in D.C., huh?
Yeah, I have a quote in the museum. I'm in the Smithsonian Museum, which is sort of the thrill of my life that will be there forever, which was just total blessing from, you know, above. And I feel very proud of that. I love the fact that no matter whatever happens in my life, someone will always be able to go there and see that quote. And that's just, you know, that's another thing about professional development. That quote about some college, which now sits on the third floor of the sports gallery at the Smithsonian Museum of African American History in D.C., came from an interview that I did on CNN about Bill Cosby and the sexual abuse allegations. And that was an interview that they asked me to come on and talk about my experience at Spelman and what happened while I was there, and that $25 million gift that he gave. And I felt the interview mm-hmm. going in a very negative direction and wanting to mm-hmm. me to say something negative about Spelman, and I wouldn't. And I said, you know, mm-hmm. Spelman, you know, I graduated from Spelman College with a degree and confidence, you know, and all those great things that Spelman College gave to me. And then that quote ended up in the museum. And I would have never known that day, that quote would be lifted one day and then put into the Smithsonian Museum. I could have never known that. But it was truly from my heart. It was what I knew was right. I wasn't going to let that interviewer take me in a negative direction, talking about a place that I love. And so, you know, when you're always in the right place and you're always doing something for the right reason, then the rewards come.
Yeah, and did you know that they beforehand that you know that the quote was going to be there, or you
no,
found out on a visit?
I didn't. I found
oh
out 3 days before the museum was opening. Yeah, and a friend of mine was walking through for a preview trip, and she was like, "Do you know you have a quote in the museum?" And I said, "What?" And she sent it to me. I could not believe it. I mean, I almost dropped my phone. I couldn't believe it. And luckily, and again, this is just how life is, the very next day, a woman who was the curator of the history portion of the museum was coming to WHUR for an interview. And I was able to run into her, and she gave me the name of the curator for the sports gallery where my quote sits. And I was able to reach him. And then he invited me for a private tour of it only one day before the museum was about to open. And we got to do a whole little, segment of me looking at the quote for the first time. And we put it, you know, on air at WHUR. I'm already back in Atlanta at another radio station.
right.
And we were able to do that. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience. So, I mean, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, and so, you know, I know that we're not going to hold you long because it is your birthday, but if we could just have a few more moments
sure.
of your time. I am, you know, that the whole part that you said about timing, a lot of times as entrepreneurs we have amazing ideas. They are unlimited. I mean, you can, sometimes I can't even sleep at night, you know, just from thinking
sure.
about so many ideas. But what I've had to learn, there's timing and there's the right time for execution. So
sure.
you heard President Obama, he sent that charge out for qualified individuals to take up their clipboard and run for office. That charge for you, but did you from that moment say, I'm going right now? You know, how did you decide where you were going to run and what you wanted to do with that?
Yeah, so, you know, it was the charge. It was the Women's
mm-hmm.
March that happened
mm-hmm.
the day after. It was the November election result. It was that
mm-hmm.
my daughter was in college on her own and doing well, and I'm now empty nest. You know, it was that I just
mm-hmm.
recently got married and now I have a husband to support me. You know, it was that
mm-hmm.
I was I'm back in Atlanta where I live and very comfortably able to work, run for a seat that has been in the neighborhood I've lived in for 30 years. I mean, you know, it was sort
mm-hmm.
of the absolute coming together of everything at that moment. And so
mm-hmm.
I have been eyeing the seat for many years. Like, that will be the seat one day, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't
mm-hmm.
hard for me to figure out which seat it would be. So that had
mm-hmm.
that planning had already gone into it. And then, you know, I kept getting signs. Like, I wanted to – there was this organization called Emily's List that trains women to run for elected office. And my girlfriend, Tamika Mallory, was one of the women that was over the Women's March in Washington, D.C. And I decided that I was going to go to the Women's March in Atlanta, which was on that Saturday. And so when I went onto the Women's March national website, I saw that Emily's List was having a campaign training seminar on Sunday at the Grand Hyatt in D.C. following the Women's March. And I went on to register for it, and it was overbooked, plus a waiting list of like 1,000 women. So there was,
wow.
there was thousands of women that wanted
that
to get this
good.
Training because, yes, because they were absolutely motivated at that exact moment. And so
mm-hmm.
I called Tamika and I asked her if there was any way that she could help me to get onto that list. so that I could go to the training in D.C. And I really just didn't think – I mean, she's heading the march. First, I didn't think I would even get a text answer from her because she'd be that busy, you know. And then second, I thought, you know what, it's the day before. I'm never going to be able to get on the list. I mean, it's just 1,000 people on the waiting list, whatever. And so I go to the Women's March in Atlanta, and I march all day, and I'm so motivated, and I'm just like, whatever – I'm going to do, I'm going to have to do something. And it's about 8:45 at night on that Saturday, and I get the text back from Tamika, you're all set to go to the D.C. training if you'd like to. And I'm like, wow. So I look online, I get a ticket real fast, and I go to D.C. that next morning, and I go to that training. And by the time I left that training, I was 100% sure what I was going to do. And I came back to Atlanta, and I began the process of, you know, getting ready to do it. And it takes a minute. I do plan to write, you know, whether it's an article or a manual about running for office, because there's just so many things that women and minorities do not know about the process of getting ready to run for office, which automatically would keep people from doing it because they just don't have the resources that it takes. You have to be ready. You already have to have a little pot of money of your own to even really effectively get started. And most people don't. You have to have a lawyer to file paperwork for you. So if you're not one, then how are you going to find one? You know, so there's just all these kind of things that have to go on that are deterrents, almost like voter suppression, that are already built into the process to make you stop before you even get started. So I'm definitely going to. So for me, this running is about education, is about revealing the layers back, about telling the truth, about transparency. So for me, it's just it's a joy for me to be running.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said that was called Emily's List. That was where you went for training for that as well.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Yeah. That's powerful. Yeah. But and you're right. You know, a lot of times in anything, business, we don't know until we get in the mix of it that, you know, it's even like buying a house, something as simple as that. They tell you, go buy a house, but they don't tell you all of the upkeep, all of those things you have to do, you know, and owning
and
a home.
And even when you get to the closing of the house, you get that HUD form, and you're like, what? And you're nervous, and you're signing all these things, and nobody's explaining them, and, well, this side of the sheet is this, and this side of the sheet is that, and this is this, and you're just, like, overwhelmed. Like, it's just like that. Yeah.
Right. Well, I tell you guys, we've had a very, very special show today. Our special guest here on her birthday, celebrating 30-30, none other than Miss Mo Ivory, taking that time away from her special surprise getaway. As we wrap up, you know, we wanted to really talk about the business of politics and why entrepreneurs should pay attention. You know, what advice and what knowledge would you leave with our audience as to why we need to know, not just on a federal level, a state level, but on that local level? Why is that so important?
Well, I mean, the local level is everything. I mean, your life is on the local level. Like, many of the things that happen federally affect us, but what happens locally affects you more. When there's a new penny tax in your neighborhood, it affects you more. If it's going to change the infrastructure of your neighborhood, it affects you more. The developers that come into your neighborhood affect you more. Housing prices in your neighborhood affect you more. So local is everything. And I think especially for entrepreneurs, you've got to get involved in your local business communities and in your local neighborhoods, because that is the thrust of where your business opportunities come from and where your customers come from. And so I just think it's so important to develop relationships, you know, with all, you know, understand RFP processes, understand the people who are, you know, putting these bids out, understand how your government structure works. If you don't know who your city council representative is, shame on you if you're a business person, because that city council person is the bridge to business opportunities for you. That doesn't mean showing any favor. That just means the information about what's going on in the city. They represent you as it relates to your city. So whether your city works on a city council structure, or if they work on a manager structure, or if they work on a ward level structure, like whatever it is, know your representatives, because they truly are the people that you are supposed to pick up the phone and call. So to me, everything is local. And if you begin by developing great relationships in your neighborhood, developing great relationships on your city level, there's no way that those big things cannot become. Your chamber becomes a valuable resource for you. When people see you at meetings and they see that you're showing interest, they begin to want to work with you. They begin to want to figure out, who is this person that keeps on showing up at all of these meetings? That's how people get opportunities. So be present, develop relationships, and get to know everybody in your local areas, and that's how you can become a successful entrepreneur. And then expand. You know, expansion happens one customer at a time and one business opportunity at a time, one service provider at a time. So I just think, you know, get involved, stay involved, be present, and develop great relationships, and constantly be working on your own professional development.
Well, you heard it from none other than Ms. Mo Ivory here, our special guest on Wealthy Sisters Radio today. Ms. Mo, please let everybody know how they can support you, you know, what seat you're running for in Atlanta, because we have listeners all over the world, but we do have listeners right in Atlanta as well. So
oh, that's
please
great.
Go ahead and share that information.
Yeah, and you don't have to live in Atlanta to support me. The one thing that we need, you know, you might not be able to vote for me, candidates from everywhere, because unfortunately, you can't run effective campaigns without finances. And so people fundraise, and a lot of people get turned off when people come from campaigns and they ask them for fundraising. You know, can you donate $25 or $50 or whatever? I want people to know that that's really real. Like, there's real expenses that go into these campaigns in order to promote your message. And that is all it's about. In our community, less than 10% of people show up for municipal races, for local level non-presidential races. And we spend all our money trying to reach those 10% and trying maybe to get 10% more to come out and get activated. So it's not, nobody is taking your $50 or your $25 and having brunch with it. Like, there's just no, there's absolutely never enough money to do all the things that you need to do to reach communities, especially for African-American candidates. So the way you can help me is just by going to my website, which is moivory.com, M-O-I-V-O-R-Y.com, and donating to my campaign or attending one of my fundraising events. And whether you're near or far, inside of Atlanta or not, it just helps me so greatly. Every $10, every $25, I can do an extra mailer, or I can get some more college students out on the street spreading the message. You know, I don't want volunteering is great, but college students need to get a meal also. So after they've been on the streets for 8 hours, I want to feed them. You know what I mean? Like, because they're your kid, and they're my neighbor's kid, and they get hungry. So, you know, we use the
money for those. They have a big appetite.
That's right. And so we use the money for those kind of things. After you push 10 college students for 8 hours on any given day, you want to feed them. And so that's where the money goes, to take care of volunteers and to get signs and to, you know, all those things cost. So I would just greatly appreciate if anybody wants to support me, just go to www.moivory.com and you can support me there. And then just follow me on Facebook. All of my social media handles are at Mo Ivory. So you can just follow me there and you can see what I'm doing. And please go to my LinkedIn as well, which is at Mo Ivory, and you can see an article I just wrote for Essence Magazine a couple of weeks ago, and take a look at that, and just keep in touch with me and see the things that I'm doing. That's the best way, and hopefully one day we'll run into each other and we'll get a chance to meet.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, continued success to you. Wishing you all the best. Go Mo Ivory. Go to moivory.com. Continue to enjoy your birthday and tell your husband thank you so much for sharing this space and time with us.
Oh,
well, you've heard it. Yes, indeed. You have heard from our very special guest. I'm telling you, y'all, if you missed the first part of this show, you want to definitely download this show. You know, you can get it on iTunes, right? And I see all the people dialing in. I see, because you know what's going on. You can get it on iTunes and all of that at WealthySistersRadio.com. And you know, I know, you know, it's time for the giveaway. It is time for that giveaway. Yes, indeed. I see you all who have dialed in. It is time for that giveaway. We are giving away that 3-day, 2-night getaway. I want to say congratulations to last week's winners, the week before last. I tell you, this whole month, it has been so much fun. And I want you to stay tuned to what we have in store for you next month as well with June. But right now, I see everybody's dialing in. Yes, 929-477-1798. If you're listening online, we're going to give you one more second, 929-477-1798. Yeah, I know you're going to take this short break, and when we come back, that special winner will be announced. You have been listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
with Deborah Hartnett.
This is a special announcement for our military heroes.
This is Dee. If you are a veteran and you served our country, you can buy a house with zero money. If you own your home already, you can skip two mortgage payments. Call me now, 443-929-7772.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
with Deborah Hartnett.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
We are live back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, just want to remind you that you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at WealthySistersRadio.com. Definitely want to send a shout out to all the team for supporting and helping with the show, getting our guests. And I know we get a lot of inquiries. If you are interested in becoming a guest on Wealthy Sisters Radio, or you know of someone that can add great information, provide solid, rich content, please send an email to family at wealthysistersradio.com. That's family at wealthysistersradio.com. Now, you know that we are definitely had, in the past, we had our question of the week, and I've gotten a couple of inquiries about that as well. We're definitely going to bring that back. So much that's in store, like I said, starting next month again in June and on throughout the summer. And speaking of summer, I tell you, I encourage you to stay focused. Don't let the summer get you off track with all of your business goals. And, you know, just because your children are out for the holidays don't mean you out, right? You got to stay on that grind and stay focused on your goals as well in your business. But I know everybody is waiting, so hey, here we go. Now, 929-477-1798, it's time to give away that 3-day, 2-night getaway. So I need everybody at my voice to press 1 on the phone. The first one to press 1, you know that, I see. The first one to press that 1, you are the winner on our phone here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. All right, I see. Oh, my goodness, I see it. Let me go to the line here, 678-739. Hello, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Mark Barron. Hello. Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Oh, my God. Well, hello. They're going to think this is rigged. What am I, dear sisters? How are you? Well, definitely congratulations, Maude.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. We definitely will have to get all of your information so that we can send you your 3-day, 2-night getaway. And I want to encourage all of those event planners out there, if you and other business owners want to know how you can offer these amazing gifts reach out to me at family at Wealthy Sisters Radio or inbox me on Facebook. I'm telling you, it is amazing what you'll be able to do with your business. So Maude, how did you enjoy our show today?
I really, really enjoyed the show today. And I was just, I just chimed in just to see what's going on, and I just really get the information that really helps a lot.
Yes, you were inspired by Ms. Maude. I'm telling you. I mean, what a great inspiration. And for her to join us on her birthday as well, that spoke volumes. Because she didn't know she was going to be whisked away when she made the commitment, and she still dialed in. So we were definitely so grateful for that. So make sure you reach out. You know, all of our listeners, reach out, send a thank you to her, and definitely support her, like she said, even if you're not in the city of Atlanta, but support her. Go to moivory.com and do that as well. Well, we will make sure we're going to take a segment now, a segment break. Congratulations to you, Maude. We definitely will get your contact information so that we can send that great prize, the 3-day, 2-night getaway for two to you. But at this time now, I want to just take a segment break. Yes, indeed. You know, we have financial correspondence, health and wellness correspondence, and I have none other than Ms. Marcella Milan that's on the line, Williams, that's going to share your financial break from Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Hello, this is Marcella Milan Williams with your Wealthy Sisters Radio financial segment. From the time we first become aware of money, we begin to develop certain individual and specific beliefs about it. Throughout our childhood and early adulthood, we create beliefs through stories, attitudes, our thoughts, assumptions about money that heavily influence many of the financial decisions we make throughout our lives. Most of these decisions, however, take place on a subconscious level. We create the belief in a moment and then unknowingly continue to make decisions based off of that belief. Positive money beliefs lead to peace of mind regarding financial issues. However, when we experience unhappiness, frustration, anxiety, or fear about financial matters, it is usually rooted in the money beliefs buried within us. Once we are able to uncover our beliefs about money, we can control them, and we can create our new money beliefs and allow us, and that will allow us to control our financial situation. So two crucial steps in taking a deeper look at your financial beliefs are examining cultural communication and exploring individual interpretation. When it comes to examining cultural communication, you'll find out that many of our money beliefs are derived from culture that we live in, the culture that we grew up in, the culture we were born into. You know, just by being born into a given community, we are exposed to certain sets of already agreed upon truths regarding money. When we look at books, television, listen to the radio stations, go to church, any community event, there are often subtle and not so subtle messages about how to make, spend, and invest our money. And then this leads to examining individual interpretation. It's important to stop and reflect on our own individual interpretations and attitudes about money. Look at the beliefs that we develop early in our lives that continue to affect you today. Take time to just write down, list some of the earliest memories of money from your childhood, things that were passed on to you from your parents and your community. Ultimately, the goal is for you to understand how your individual interpretations of money have affected your financial life, and once you know, then you can do something about it. For more information, visit my page at WealthySistersRadio.com or send me an email with questions, comments, or segment suggestions at attention Marcella Mullen Williams to correspondent at WealthySistersRadio.com.
Wow, that is so true. Thank you so much, Marcella. Our belief systems, you know, a lot of times we don't really consider or even think about how impactful just the first remembrance of what we look at money to be. Even as growing up, I tease all the time. I'm grown. I'm on my own, full-fledged grown. And I still have some type of, flashback when I go to my own thermostat at home, you know, because I could hear my mother say, "Who touched that thermostat? You all don't pay any bills around here." don't. Who's using all the paper towels? Those things that you know, we hear, and you know, it's a process to uproot those things, and you know, for us to continue to move into that wealthy place, because you know that's what we're here to talk about, and not of course we know as people say, well, money's not everything. Now we understand that, and that's not what we're saying. We're talking about here at Wealthy Sisters. You know, we believe in the total person. You know, that's why we bring you information from the health and wellness point of view, because it's important for us to take care of our temple so that we can do business. Like you heard Mo Ivory say, you know, it's a blessing to have someone in your life to recognize that, to say, hey, it's time, sit down, take a break, you know, rest your feet, exhale, then recharge yourself and get back out there. Because that's definitely something I know that I have to work on with myself. And something, you know, we a lot of us as women entrepreneurs, we have to really, really focus on that, not saying balance, but being able to find some of it. Because you know, we understand that we're not like the rest of the world, so there is no real quote-unquote balance the way people say, but it is important to do that. But to have a clear understanding of how we feel, you know, about money, those thoughts, how we feel about what it can do and what we will be able to do, you know, as you continue to grow and thrive and strive, you know, in your business as well. Also, you know, the part of taking time to forgive yourself. As an entrepreneurial journey, I like to say we don't make mistakes. We have errors in judgment. And it's not like again, you heard Mo Ivory say, it's not often that we have a playbook or go-to, because oftentimes there are not multiple generations of experts that can be a mentor for you. I mean, that's why we do what we do here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, to provide that information so that you can say, hey, this is your mentorship. You know, this is a platform that you can be connected with people that are living and doing, not somebody that you know may not really, really have all the credentials that they might project. Because again, we know it's social media time today, and it really can oftentimes make us think that those credentials are there. But it's important. It is truly, 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 truly important, you know, for us to monitor, like she was saying, those thoughts and how we view and look and feel about and think about, you know, money. And again, as I was saying, to be able to forgive yourself and to learn. If you don't know anything else, know that entrepreneurship is about learning and growing. You know, you are courageous. You are bold because you stepped out to take a risk. You know, you're believing in yourself. That's the ultimate. And you know, I'm sharing that because I had to really realize that for myself. You know, there are times definitely you can have what they say, lean years. You can have flourishing years and all of that. And a lot of times in those lean years, you don't really know. You know, you don't really see all the growth. You don't really see the development, right? You can't see all the successes because you're focusing on, you know, what is not going right or what you wish could be better. But I am here to tell you that you take every moment and you see and you celebrate that, look, every step that you've accomplished, that's a big deal. You know, for you to be in business 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, absolutely, you know, that is an amazing accomplishment. So I want you today to celebrate you. You go out. Matter of fact, yeah, that does deserve, you're right, that deserves a round of applause. You need to celebrate you today. If it means getting you an ice cream cone, you know, a treat, what have you, set yourself free. If you want to dance to one of your favorite songs, you know, y'all, you know I love doing that. That is my stress reliever for sure. But do that today. Celebrate you because you're on an amazing journey and you're helping others by setting an example. You're helping others by your belief system and yourself and your children, your family, all your loved ones. They're watching, and you are that great example. So with all that said, again, I just cannot say thank you enough for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. We will be right back here next week, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know it. We'll be here. And, again, I encourage you to catch this show. And, oh, my gosh, last week's show with Dr. Tracy Lynn. Oh, goodness. And the week before that, Twyla Garrett. Then we had Douglas Aze. Oh, man. And Odessa Hopkins. What a power-packed month of May this has been. Download us, iTunes, we're there. And, again, you can catch all the shows, subscribe to us there, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. With all that said, once again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we wish you and yours the best of everything great. Bye now.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Harnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our host, staff, or partners of Wealthy Sisters Radio.